Okay, so we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're on volume 16, 220, 1924. Now, this is so important for us to understand. Had there been other souls in my church before you, Louisa, since living in my divine will is the most important thing. You have to understand this. This is the most important thing to Jesus. The thing that interests me, Jesus, the most, for which I, God, care so much, there would have been traces, the norms, the teachings of my church from those souls who would have had the chance to live the life of my divine will. There would have been the knowledges, the attractions, the effects, and the goods that living in my divine will contains. Had there been many other manifestations, I, Jesus, would have made use of my divine power, making the sublime way of living in my divine will shine forth. So he says, basically, I, as God, could have done this. In view of my great satisfaction in seeing myself honored by Louisa, the soul with the glory of my own will, I would have put that soul in such a tight corner that she could not have resisted manifesting what I, God, wanted. So here he's saying, no other saint possessed this gift. This is Louisa's and Louisa's alone. He says, there would be no way they could not be speaking of this. It's the same thing for us. Once we start reading, once we start studying, once we start putting this into practice, there's no other way to live. There is no other way to live. There can be no other way to live. It's everything. And that's why Jesus says, this is the most important thing. This is the thing that interests me, Jesus, the most, that this gift be known. He says, if other souls had been given this, they wouldn't have been able to stop. But you, Louisa, this is given to you. You're the soul. You're the one, he says, with the glory of my own will. He says, you're the one that possesses this. So therefore, you have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, that through you, the new era is going to begin. Through Louisa, the new era is going to begin. This is why, like I said, when the volumes came out in 1996 from the Secret Archives of the Vatican, Jesus says, I'm going to change the earth. Everything has changed. Everything has changed. Nothing is the same anymore. And it's because the new era is coming. God's saying to the world, get ready for the kingdom. Get ready, get ready, get ready. And he's asking us, you can be ready, like for the illumination of conscience. The illumination of conscience comes. People say, what's the illumination of conscience going to be like? Read the volumes and you'll find out. Jesus isn't going to say anything new. He says, what I'm giving to you, Louisa, I'm going to give to the world. The illumination of conscience is going to be souls thinking with the mind of Christ of what he said to Louisa. You want to know what the illumination of conscience is? Read the Book of Heaven and read the calendar. Next year at this time, you will understand more clearly what the illumination of conscience is all about. It's this abundant life that God is going to give to the world. And those that don't want it, it will be the wailing and grinding of teeth. That's what you're going to see. Those that don't want what God wants, it's going to be awful. But for those who want it, it's peace, joy, and happiness. Volume 16, 3, 2, 1924. By doing my divine will, okay, they have preserved within themselves the pure blood of their celestial Father, who has given them all the features of his divine likeness. And therefore, it shall be very easy to recognize them as our legitimate children. Our divine will shall preserve these souls noble, pure, fresh, all love, of the one God who created them. And as our children who have been always in our divine will and who have never given life to their own human will, they shall be as though the first children of God. first be created by us, God, giving us all the glory, all the honor of the purpose for which all things were created. Now, those that do the will of God basically are the saints in heaven. Okay, now they're living in the will of God by doing the will of God. Now Jesus is showing us how to live in the will of God. That's why he says, as our children who have always been in our divine will, we're called to repair and redo everything in the divine will. Okay? Giving us all the glory, all the honor, all the purpose for which all things were created. They are going to be the first, the little children of the holy divine will. So when you think about this, what is God saying to us? God is saying that it's a new beginning that's coming. Doing the will of God is what the saints lived, and they got to heaven. Living in the divine will is having heaven on earth. And therefore, we're going to live the life that Adam lost. Remember what Jesus said to Louisa, it's going to look as if Adam never sinned. Well, if it looks like Adam never sinned, what does that say about us? How can we be happy in heaven for what we have done on earth opposed to God? That's all going to be wiped clean as if it didn't occur. This is the beauty about confession. The unforgivable sin is the sin not confessed. We have to confess our sins. We have to go to confession. God has given us this great gift. What happens at that point is a new beginning for us. And with this new beginning, as you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, God is working. This is why the world cannot end. World without end, amen. We are waiting, Jesus says. We, triune God, are waiting for the generation of our children who, by living in our divine will, shall give us, triune God, all the glory, all the honor, all the praise of our works in creation and redemption. That's what sanctification is. These shall have my divine will alone as life, and it shall be so very natural in them to do the divine will, spontaneous, effortless, just as natural is the heartbeat, the breathing, the blood circulation. So here, we're going to be in God's image and likeness. We're going to have the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. This is what's coming. Everything that you've been praying for, everything that you're desiring of God is going to be overflowing with this gift of the divine will. Remember when you ask for a cup of water, somebody gives you a glass of water. When you ask for the divine will, God says, here it is. It's infinite. And it's just showering upon us as much as you want or as little as you want. 30, 60, or 100 fold. Whatever you want, God's going to give you. He wants to fill you to overflowing. This is what scripture says. Spontaneous, effortless, just as natural as the heartbeat, the breathing, the blood circulation. They shall not keep it as law, because laws are for rebels, but as life, as honor, as the beginning, as the end. We're going to be one with God as God originally planned. Volume 16, 3, 9, 1924. I found myself inside myself, and I found Jesus clinging to my neck and clasping the whole of me. He seemed to be making feasts as if I were the cause of the multiplication of his life, to give him the honor and the glory as of many divine lives. So I said to Jesus, my love, it does not seem real to me that I could multiply your life to give you the great honor of so many divine lives. And besides, you are present everywhere. Therefore, it is by virtue of yourself that this life arises in each act, not because of me. I remain always the little child who is good at nothing. Those are our words. I am the little nothing, good at nothing. And Jesus, my daughter, everything you say is true. I am everywhere, but it is my divine power, my divine immensity, my divine all-seeingness that allows me to be everywhere. It is not the love and the acting of the soul in my divine will that makes me be everywhere and multiplies me. But listen to this. When the soul enters into my most holy divine will, It is her love. It is her acts that being filled with divine virtue, this is Jesus doing them, makes my life arise according to how her acts are more or less extended and are done within, through, and for me, Jesus, he says. This is the reason for my feast, in seeing that the creature takes of my own divine life and gives me my own divine love, my own divine glory, and even my very divine life. Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, pray in my praying. Jesus, dance in my dancing, sing in my singing, drive in my driving, walk in my walking. He says, what's happening? I'm so happy. Why? The creature takes my own life and gives me the love, the glory, the honor of my very life reigning in that soul. It's not the fallen human nature. It's to begin to live the human nature that God originally planned for Adam. It's to begin to live the human nature that Jesus possessed, that Mary possessed. This is what God has planned. My very life. Volume 16, 5, 9, 19, 24. Whenever I find a soul who offers herself to wanting no other life but my divine will finds company. It is loved. It carries out the good it contains. It enjoys and places them in common with the soul so as to form a divine life from itself and for itself. And in finding my own thing in the soul, it is my divine sanctity, my divine light, my very divine will acting in that soul. And I, God, find myself with all the honors and all the decorum just as I was in the beginning of my holy humanity when I was on earth. See, it's the life of Jesus. He says to Louisa, you be my skin. I want to reign on earth. That's why I created you, so that you could participate in God, within, through, and for God, as God is doing everything within, through, and for you. In which my divinity, living with the divine will, as though posted and covered with the garment of my holy humanity. I want you to be my skin. I want to gaze in your gazing. I want to listen in your listening. I want to speak in your speaking. Can you imagine what family life would be if that was true for the souls who want to live in the divine will? Jesus would be there listening. Jesus would be there gazing. Jesus would be there speaking. Everything would be one with God. This is what he has planned. And he says, get out of your human will and begin to live in my divine will. In the same way, I, God, cover myself with the garments of the soul who does my divine will. I, God, live hidden within the soul as my own center. And from inside of the soul, I, God, look at the evils of creatures and I, God, cry and pray for them. That's what we're doing. We're witnessing what is happening, and we're saying to the Lord, I'm sorry. It's happening to you. Thank you for letting me see this. I'm sorry this happened to you. I want to repair this. I want to redo this as if it never occurred. You see what God is doing? It's come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful Catholics and kindle on the fire of your love. Send forth your spirit, and we will be recreated. And then you, Holy Spirit, will renew the face of the earth. That's our job. That's the divine will. And in seeing one from their stock, this is Louisa, and hopefully us linked to Louisa, as my divine will is life also on earth, how many evils, how many chastisements do I not hold back out of regard for Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa? Volume 17, 2, 8, 1925. When a soul puts her human will aside, given it not even one act of life, my divine will acts as the master of the soul. In that soul, it reigns. God's life reigns in us. It commands. It rules as if it were its own house. That is in my celestial fatherland. What's in heaven is now going to be on earth in the souls living in the divine will. So since this is my house, I, God, act as the master. I, God, dispose. I, God, place from my own, because as my dwelling, I, God, can place in it whatever I, God, want. I can make use of it what I, God, want. I can receive the greatest honor, the greatest glory that the creature can give me as I want them to. This is what God's planned from the beginning, in God's image and likeness. It's a new beginning that's happening for the little souls in the divine will. Volume 17, 5-4, 1925. Therefore, be attentive. And that, again, to me, that's read. Study this. Listen to Jesus speak to you. Go to your room, close the door, and listen to Jesus speak to you every single day. Nothing can be the same anymore. Because this is about placing in safety that eternal will with so much love wants to dwell in us and in your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, all the world, all human generations. But it wants to be known. So that's why I'm saying read it. Be attentive. Read. Study. It does not want to be like a stranger, but wants to give its goods and become the life of each soul. However, it wants its right. It wants its place of honor. It wants the human will to be put aside, the worry, the fear, the anxiety, the complaints, the negativity, the sin. This is the only enemy for itself and for mankind. The human will. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. That's our human will. Jesus says, I want you to enter into my divine will. How glorious is this? Volume 17, 521, 1925. I, Jesus, recommend to you, never again call your human will to life. Never again worry. Never again be fearful. Never again be anxious. Don't complain anymore. Stop being negative. Jesus says, I recommend this to you. If you want your Jesus to be honored in you, and my divine will remain with its full dominion within you, within each and every one of us. Worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity has to be gone. This is what Jesus is going to teach you with the book of heaven. You're going to read and you're going, oh, I thought I gave that up. No, you didn't. You know, you got to go deeper. We're only doing step one today. There's six steps. And the sixth step has another step with it. It's a whole new beginning that God is calling us to. No worry, no fear, no anxiety, no complaints, no negativity anymore. It will get to the point where no more sin. How do we know this? Scripture tells us that. Scripture says that to us. What does Scripture say? It says very clearly, with this new era that's coming, there will be no more sadness, no more sorrow, no more sin, no more death. This is the era that God is getting us ready for. It's not going to happen 100,000 years from now. Guarantee you, we're going to see this. How do I know? Jesus said this to Louisa. He said, when these volumes come out, I'm going to change the face of the earth. The kingdom is coming. Why do you think everything's falling apart? The devil is panicking. He knows he's lost. The kingdom is coming. God is going to say, this is what the 3 days of darkness is all about. 3 days of darkness is death. Death is coming to the earth. What does that mean? God says to death, it's yours. Take what's yours and get out. My kingdom's coming. Take what belongs to you and move. The kingdom is coming. They'll be wailing and grinding their teeth because nobody's praying for them. Well, I'm praying for a greater than Nineveh to happen upon the earth. A greater than Nineveh. And this is because of what Jesus is going to do with this great gift of the divine will for all of mankind. Our job, Jesus says, is to get the world ready for the kingdom. When the kingdom comes on earth as it is in heaven, the devil who's been banished from heaven will be banished from earth. No more sorrow, no more sadness, no more sin, no more death. That's what's coming. Don't think it's 1,000,000,000 years from now. It's very close. Listen to what Our Lady's been telling us all these years. Father Gobi. What did Our Lady say to Father Gobi? Get ready for the return of my son. What did Jesus say to St. Faustina? The final devotion I give to my church before I return is divine mercy. What did St. John Paul II say? Get ready for the third millennium, the glory of the church, the new springtime of mankind. And then you look at all the other apparitions. Our Lady saying, get ready, get ready, get ready. But what did she say? What did Our Lady of America say? She says, you process me in. You have the bishops process me in into the basilica. She says, I will save America and the world. And then she says, listen to this. She says, the children of America will bring purity to the world. What is purity but the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary? That's purity. The true life of the new Adam and the new Eve. That's what's coming to the earth. Great things are in store. Great things are in store. And Jesus is saying, are you ready? Are you ready? Have you dropped everything that you don't need to embrace this gift? 520, 11, 20, 10, 1926. How the sovereignty over all creation shall recognize in these children of ours. See, this is us. We're nobodies. In fact, by virtue of my divine will, these children of ours shall enjoy indissoluble bonds with all created things. They shall be a continuous relations of communication with everything. And they shall be the true children in whom the eternal creator shall feel honored, glorified to have these, them as their true children, because God shall recognize in them his own divine will operating and has reproduced his true images, images and likenesses of God, divine masterpieces of God, not a human, divine. The priest puts a drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. Do you believe that? You say it every day at Holy Mass. Do you believe that this is going to happen? Jesus says it's already happened in Louisa. And now he says, I want to give it to mankind. That's you and me. He's offering this to us. Volume 21, 331, 1927. So the soul who lives in my divine will gives me the occasion to bilocate my divine life. So bilocation is a very important thing to Jesus and the divine will. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's not to go from one place to another. It's more than that. It's Jesus is bilocating in us. Participating in us, breathing in our breathing, beating in our heart beating, gazing in our gazing, walking in our walking, blinking in our blinking. It's Jesus. So the soul who lives in my divine will gives me, God, the occasion to bilocate my divine life for as many acts as she does in it. Therefore, not only is she the triumph of my divine will, this is the triumph, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, but it receives more honor from the soul who acts in it than from the whole of creation. So the soul who lives in my divine will places herself in relation with all created things and take into heart the honor of her God through that same relations that she received for each thing, from the smallest to the greatest thing created. That soul sends the requital of her relations for all that her creator has done. All glory, all honor, all praise, all thanksgiving. In the name of Jesus, Jesus doing this in us to our Heavenly Father. This is not a saintly good or holy thing. This is Jesus doing it. This is a divine reality. He is doing it. He's bilocating himself in us so that he can do this. We say, I want this. I don't want anything less than this. God goes, good. That's what I planned from the beginning. God's got great plans. Volume 21, 4-3, 1927. As this human will of creatures comes into my holy divine will and operates freely, not by force, I, God, receive all the honor of a free will. So we use our free will to say, I don't want to live in my human will anymore. I'm using my free will to say, I want to live in God's holy divine will. I don't want to live in my human will anymore. Your free will never be taken away from you. But the divine will was that a place where we were supposed to reign. God was supposed to reign in our human will. That's what we're saying to Jesus. You breathe in my breathing. You beat in my heart beating. You walk in my walking. You dance in my dancing. You sing in my singing. I want you to be the Lord of my life. God goes, good. That's how I planned it. When we do this, happiness comes into our life. That's what Jesus is saying. And that's why he says, I have the honor of a free will. That is the greatest honor for God, that befits God as God. A free will that loves me and voluntarily annihilates itself in order to do my most holy divine will and to operate in it, to live in the divine will. This is the greatest portion of creation. This is why all things were created, because they were to serve this human will, God, reigning in us. Free, not forced, not forced to love me, God. And this is the human will, having dominion over everything. That's why Adam was king of the earth. When he said to the plants, grow, they had to grow. It wasn't, oh, please, I got to water these things. He just says, I grow. I mean, he was king of the, that's why Jesus came as the king of kings. Eve was the queen of the earth, the mother. That's why they becomes mother and queen of heaven and earth. The new Adam, the new Eve. This divine life has been given to Louisa. Louisa wrote everything down. She stayed in bed, as Archbishop Pichieri said, for 70 years, stayed in bed, writing, not eating, not drinking, not sleeping, not leaning back on her pillows, sitting up for all those years writing. And you look at her picture, she's focused on reading. She was studying this. She was learning it. And that's what God is saying to us. Are you studying this? Are you reading this? Are you getting ready for what God is going to do? So he says that this human will, having dominion over everything, enjoys all creation and was to serve as the will of all created things. In fact, they do not have a will, but the creatures, the mankind, souls, was to serve as the will for all of creation, for them, in order to give in each created thing her human will and to free and to and her free love back to God. And only in my divine will can the human will diffuse in everything. To give this honor is so great to its creator, is to give back to God what is God's. We breathe it in. Every leaf on a tree says, I love you. Remember when Jesus said to Louisa, what do you see in the tree? She says, I see your I love you and Our Lady's I love you on every leaf. Jesus said to Louisa, where's your I love yous? She goes, I want it. As soon as she said, I want to say I love you, the whole tree was covered with her I love yous. That's a divine act. Jesus did it in her. If we were getting a pen and writing on each leaf, I love you, we'd be there for the rest of our life. And more than likely, we wouldn't get every I love you on the tree before fall. She says, I want that. And it happened in an instant. Why? God did it. She gave her fiat. God did it. Every leaf on a tree, every blade of grass, every grain of sand, every drop of water is an I love you from God. He says, accept these, hear them, see them, smell them, touch them, taste them, and give them back to me through Jesus. Do you see how your prayer life is going to completely change? It's not praying the prayers of the saints. The saints loved God. But we're praying the way Jesus prayed, the way Mary prayed, the way Adam prayed before the fall. This is not a saintly thing. The priest says, may we share in divinity. This is what's coming. This is what's happening with the souls of the divine will. This is why I created Adam with a free will to receive this great honor that befits a God. Your Jesus, who sees the depths of the human will, is not satisfied with appearances. And this, if this human will spontaneously wills to live in my divine will, then my divine glory, the creation, everything is safe, because it is not servants that possess it, but my children, who love so much the glory of their celestial Father as to be ready to feel honored. Listen to this, to give this is what's very important, to give their own lives for love of God. That's the sacrifice that Jesus asks in step one. So the soul who lives in my divine will is the repeater of my divine acts, and by locating them, this soul gives me what I, God, gave to the soul. Oh, how your Jesus delights in receiving from the littleness of the creatures the divine honors, the divine love, the divine glory of his own divine acts. Full, complete, exuberant. It's Jesus that's doing this. Volume 22, 8, 17, 19, 27. Now, what glory, what honor does the soul who lives in my divine will and operates in the divine will not give me God? As the soul lays her acts within the universal properties of God, or in other words, as the soul acts with her, as she lays her acts within the Catholic properties of God, in such a way that more than son, all can take the goods of her acts, and what glory is not for her? As more than son, she invests everyone, past, present, and future, everyone and everything, past, present, and future, with her light that goes around all to feed them with her light, her act, and her love. Again, I love the saints, but when I read Louisa, I just say, I want to focus on this. This is so astonishing. I mean, I read the lives of the saints, you know, and they're beautiful. They're holy. They're saintly. But what does Jesus say to Louisa? He says, all the martyrdoms of all the saints combined cannot compare to one eye blink of Louisa. All the martyrdoms of all the saints combined cannot compare to one eye blink of Louisa. How can that be? It's Jesus that is blinking and her blinking. It's a divine act. It's not a human martyrdom. It's not a good and holy human thing. It's Jesus that is blinking and her blinking. You see what Jesus wants to do with us? He says, I want you to get out of your human will so I can live. I can reign in you, that you can participate one with me. Volume 30, 12, 14, 19, 31. And since our divine will, when it reigns in the creature, gets rid of all that is human. See, this is, it gets rid of all that is human. It happens then that from the center of the soul gives us divine acts. Why? It's Jesus doing it. Divine honors. It's Jesus doing it. Divine prayers, it's Jesus doing it. Divine love that possesses invincible strength and insurmountable love. Why? It's Jesus that's doing it. So much so that as you in my divine will wanted to embrace all the works of those who are in heaven and all the works of those who are on earth, so that all may ask for the divine will be done on earth as it is in heaven, all the works remain marked with the great honor of asking that my fiat be the life of each creature, and that the divine will may reign and dominate in every soul, and our divinity will then receive the greatest honor, that all the works of God would ask for the life, the kingdom of the divine will. It goes back to the prevenient act in the morning. In the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future, I beg you, I plead with you, when you go to bed at night, before you fall asleep, you should do an act of contrition in the name of everyone and everything. Lord, I am so sorry for the first act, for the original sin, and the last act. I'm sorry for everything that has existed. I want to repair this. I want to redo this so that it would be as if it never occurred. That's the prayer to the Holy Spirit. The face of the earth is being renewed. By whom? By the souls living in the divine will linked to Louisa. You have to understand, this is going to happen very quickly. Jesus says, when I find the souls that want this more than anything, I will give it to the world. Which means he hasn't found anybody yet. He's depending on us to read, to study, to put this into practice. How glorious is this that our God is bringing this about? Okay, I got to try to figure out where I am here. All right. Okay, I'm just trying to find. Okay, here it is. Okay. No deed of grace is conceded by us if it is not signed with the golden signature of our most holy divine will. The doors of heaven do not open but for the soul who wants to do our divine will. So that's the saints. We want to do and now live in God's will. Our paternal needs do not adapt to take into our arms, to let her rest in our loving bosom, but the soul who comes as daughter of our divine will. Each and every one of us, sons and daughters of the divine will. Do we believe that? Do we want that? Jesus says, you can't come into my arms unless you are a true son or daughter of the divine will. That doesn't mean joining an organization. That means to begin to live this abundant life. We have no other aim upon creatures, no other sacrifices, but for them to do our divine will. And this in order to give back to mankind the right to be king of himself, of created things, and to be able to dwell in him with our decorum and our honor as our citadel, as our royal palace that belongs to God. Volume 37, 1932. Our divine love for the soul who lets herself be dominated by our divine will is so great as to make herself her sweet prisoner. That's what it's, when you read volume 25, she finally is in the orphanage and she looks at Jesus in the tabernacle and she says, finally, finally, I am your sweet prisoner. You are my sweet prisoner. To be alone with God. Oh, how our contentment. For while we restrict ourselves in her littleness, we give course to our love and our works. While she remains filled, overflowing outside, fills heaven and earth. And we, triune God, give the great glory, the honor of loving and operating as God in her nothingness, in her littleness, in her hiddenness. If you think you're somebody, patting yourself on the back, you're not even close to the divine will. You got to be little. You got to be insignificant. You got to be hidden. You have to listen to what Father Bucci tells us. He's the last priest that knew Louisa. Therefore, let me do, Jesus says, what I, God, want with you and be certain that both you and I shall remain content. Let me do this, Jesus says. Get out of my way. Let me do this. Volume 32, 6/25/1933. See then the reason what we, triune God, want. We, triune God, long for the creature also to long and pray that she may live of divine will. It is because we, triune God, go in search of ourselves within each soul. We want to find ourselves as though in our own center in each soul. And do you think this is little? The great gain that we make, the glory, the honor that we receive, that the little human heart would hide our divine will and our very life in order to give us, triune God, double love, double power, double wisdom, double goodness, to engage in a contest with our very selves? If you do not comprehend this, it means that you are still blind in the interminable ways of my most holy divine will. Everything is fiat. God says, I want this. We say, I want this. Why? You want this. He says, don't remain blind. Volume 33, 6/17/1935. When we, triune God, want to operate in the soul as though being in need of her, we must attract her. We must tell her how much we, triune God, love her and what we, triune God, want to operate in that soul. We don't want a forced will. Therefore, we want the soul to know this and to spontaneously open the doors to us. Consecrate your heart to Jesus, your mind to Jesus, your soul to Jesus. It's not mine anymore. I don't want to think humanly anymore. I want you, Jesus, to think in my thinking. I give you my memory, my intellect, my will. My memory, I want to think from a divine perspective. My memory, not about me, what they said about me. It's about you, Lord. How great you are. How magnificent you are. Your mother, how beautiful she is. And then your human will. I don't want my human will to reign. I want your most holy divine will to reign in me. See, it's that total surrender, total docility that God is looking for. He's not going to force us. What will happen is what happened with all the disciples around Jesus when he said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood. They said, this is a hard thing. And they all walked away. And they said, Jesus said to Peter, are you too going to leave me? He says, where are you going to go? You have the words of eternal life. That's what I find in the book of heaven. When he said to the young rich man, give up everything and follow me. He walked away sad. Why? He had many things. He had many things that he wanted. And then Jesus said, what? He says, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of the needle. What's the eye of the needle? It was a crack in the wall that a camel could go. A camel couldn't go. A human could go through. A thin human could go through sideways. But Jesus says, it'd be easier for a camel to get through that crack in the wall, the eye of the needle, than for a rich man to enter the kingdom, which means impossible. You have to give up everything. Everything. Like I said, if you have a business, give it to Jesus. He runs it. If he wants it to run, he'll let it run. If he wants it to be destroyed, he'll destroy it. So what? But if it's yours, in such conditions did I love put us in. In the creation of Adam, it loved Adam so much as to reach an excess of giving Adam a free will. God will never take that away from you and from me. If you want to go to hell, he says, go ahead. I don't want this, but I have to give you what you want. So that he might be able to say, I give to my creator. That's what God wants to hear. I surrender to you, Lord. Could our love him more? This is why the glory, the honor, the creature that gives me when she lets me operate in her human will is so great that no one can comprehend it. It is our same glory and honor that she gives us, and all her acts run our life, our love. It's Jesus that's doing it in us. She could say, I give God to God. This is the highest point that the creature can reach. It is the most excessive love that God can reach. 534, 12, 15, 1935. Our steps are free, or rather they fly to capture our beloved creature, clasped to our bosom, to love her and to be loved by her. Our love feels the happiness of the love that she brings to it. Therefore, there is no greater honor that a soul can give to us, triune God, than for the soul to come into our most holy divine will. When you read the 36 volumes, you're going to come to no other conclusion. This is the greatest thing that you can do. 534, 12, 29, 1935. Now the greatest fortune, the grace most sublime for the creature, that the greatest glory and honor for us triune God is to possess the human will. God possesses the human will. God reigns in the human will. It's act inside our divine unity. And do you know why? Because we, triune God, can give love as much as we want to and be loved as much as we desire. We can enrich the soul with grace, with sanctity, with beauty, so much as to feel enraptured by the very goods and beauty we have infused in that soul. God is in charge. God is running it. Line 34, 7-4-1936. It is true that it is the greatest honor, the greatest love of God, his deigning to descend into the human will of the creature with his divine majesty and power operating. And power operates and does whatever God wants. While the human remains in its place, it can only do what God does, but must stop anything of its own. No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, all fiat. This is the sacrifice of sacrifices. Especially in certain circumstances, sorry. Oh, how painful it is to feel one's own life, to keep it as if one did not have it, because the divine fiat does not tolerate even one fiber of the human will to act in its divine will. God isn't going to mix human with divine. He says, It's got to be emptied so I can fill you to the brim and overflowing with the divine. Vine 34, 2, 10, 1937. I, Jesus, go around from soul to soul to see who is more disposed to live in my most holy divine will. I spy on them. And when I see souls disposed, I enter into their hearts to form my divine life in them as preparation, honor, decorum of that fiat. Listen to this. That shall take possession of them and shall form its life in them. They will be transmuted, Jesus tells Louisa. Inside and out. 536, 527, 1938. My daughter, how beautiful it is when a soul loves to do the divine will. Heaven lowers itself and everybody assumes the posture of venerating and adoring the supreme will. They see its majesty, height, and power enclosed in the little circle of the creature doing what it does in the celestial royal palace, sumptuously showing its loves and works, being honored as the great queen, to the extent that royal lives arise for as many acts that the soul does. Then my fiat feels all its divine power, its ruling scepter brandished in royal modes, while the creature renders it all the honors that God deserves, that the divine will deserves. 536, 8, 6, 1938. You have to know, you must know, this is a command from Jesus, that each time the soul enters my divine will to do her acts, I, God, give her my divine life. Each time you enter the divine will, come divine will, walk in my walking. You're entering into it. I give her my divine life, and then God is there, and she gives me her human life. Therefore, she remains provisioned with a divine life for each act done in my divine will, and I, God, remain honored. I, God, remain glorified, surrounded by many human lives, since each one act in my divine will must be complete. I do this in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. Breathe in my breathing. Every heartbeat that ever beat, ever took place, I wanted to praise you and love you because I want you, Jesus, to be doing this. Give all glory, all praise, all honor to our Heavenly Father. Vine 36, 12, 28, 1938. See then how necessary it is that our divine will reign in the souls. Only our divine will has the power to purify, the power to embellish, so as to form our divine army. We're part of this army. I hope you know how to salute. This is great. Great things are coming. And we, Triune God, feel honored to live with our children. And they are children with us. They shall be our children, surrounding us, dressed with our divine clothes, and embellished with our divine images and likenesses. That's what God has planned. That's this great gift of the divine will. How much our God loves us that he would give us this gift. That is step one. We just skimmed the top of it. We just skimmed the top of it. What's coming is a new era. Start to live this new era now. Be peaceful, be joyful, be happy now. Praise God and love God and glorify God by God praising in your praising. God loving in your loving. We want the Lord to possess us completely. We want to surrender everything to him so that we can go back to where we were before the fall. So I'll end there. Let me give you a blessing with the relic of the true cross. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that we be healed spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and we ask that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. God bless you, and have a great week.